Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Steven Deutschman. I am your host. I am also the founder of EngagedFamilyGaming.com. That's a website on the internet where myself and my co-hosts come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. Today, I would like to talk about Shovel Knight. Yacht Club Games has been very, very busy. This past weekend was PAX West 2019. We'll get a full report on that from the Princess of Power on the next primary podcast. However, I want to share some of the exciting news because, at least for me, the rest of this year is going to be bananas. So, Shovel Knight. Everybody who knows Engaged Family Gaming knows that Shovel Knight is one of my favorite games in the last decade. I think it's probably one of the best Kickstarter video games ever made. I don't think that's really that much of a stretch. And it is also becoming one of the best values in video games, especially for people who like throwback platformers. So Shovel Knight was my game of the year in 2015, the year that it came out. And here we are. They are still releasing games that were a part of that Kickstarter. So ahead of PAX West, Yacht Club Games kind of stole the Nintendo Direct formula and did like a Yacht Club Direct, which is insane that they have enough content to do that, but here we go. The first thing they did is they showed off Shovel Knight King of Cards, which is the third and final spinoff for Shovel Knight. It's going to feature King Knight and its own unique card game. I have not played it myself, but it should be interesting. King Knight is... I have played the demo. I played it at PAX East earlier on this year. Epogos, very similarly to Shovel Knight does, meaning, you know, it's a lot of jumping over guys and then slamming down on top. However, when he pops up, he actually pirouettes with his robe, and you have to use that kind of timing. It slows you down, kind of like a helicopter. And, it's really neat. It's a lot of fun. He is, you know, and it's more Shovel Knight, more cool Shovel Knight design. I am very much looking forward to giving that one a spin. They also announced Shovel Knight Showdown, which we've seen before. It was actually being played by press at PAX East. I did not get an opportunity. There was just too much on my plate. But the Shovel Knight Showdown is basically Smash Brothers featuring only Shovel Knight characters. It's a lot of, you know, melee combat. It's a fighting game, but it's simplified. Obviously, there are different game modes that you can play through. Both of these games are coming out in December as either standalone games or as updates to the Shovel Knight Treasure Trove, which is becoming, and especially when those games are added to it, one of the best values. It's $25. And at that point, you will get 5 video games. You'll get Shovel Knight, you'll get the Plague Knight Adventure, you'll get Spectre Knight's Adventure, you'll get King of Cards, you'll get Shovel Knight Showdown, all for $25. That is absolute stealing, especially if you like throwback platforming. Now, that wasn't all they did. That would have been enough, I think. But they also announced a release date for the Amiibo Triple Pack. They've been talking about Amiibos for King Knight and Plague Knight and Spectre Knight forever, practically. And they finally announced that the Shovel Knight 3-pack that will include those three characters is coming in December, which is very soon. It's coming right along with probably day and date, if I would be so bold, with King of Cards and with... Shovel Knight Throwdown. They also announced another physical release of the full Treasure Trove coming to Nintendo Switch and PS4 and Xbox One. That by itself, you know, there have been physical Shovel Knight games before, but again, this is, especially if it includes King of Cards and the Showdown, that'll be a nice cartridge to have for your Switch if you are still collecting those things. But again, that's not all they did. They actually came out and announced a new Shovel Knight game, not a new game as part of the Kickstarter, but a new Shovel Knight game. It's called Shovel Knight Dig. It's being made in partnership with a company called Nitrome, Nitrome. It is coming out sometime next year. And here's what it feels like. It feels like a cross between like Mr. Driller, which was an old school, I played it on PlayStation 1, puzzle game where you were just drilling down. And the idea was, you know, you had different layers to dig through in that game that were color matching. And so if you dug, you know, everything that was connected that was the same color, you kind of drilled all at once. And the idea was to just kind of keep traveling down. I don't know that it'll be like that, but it definitely felt like it, at least a little bit, maybe just because of the bright colors. And I definitely got some SteamWorld Dig vibes, but this is not a SteamWorld game. It's not even related to it. It just happens to have the word dig in the title. So the idea is you've got your loot, presumably after your first adventure, and Drill Knight comes and takes your stuff and drills down, and you have to catch him. And so one thing that is going to be a bit different with this game compared to other Shovel Knight experiences is that instead of the entire experience being crafted by hand, much like the different levels, they're using some level of procedural generation to generate the content. And here's what that means. Procedural generation means that the computer puts things in order. But rather than having the computer place every block, every enemy, every platform, etc., what they've done is they've crafted different challenges, different segments, different rooms, and are allowing the computer to kind of determine which challenges are present and in what order they appear. This is actually becoming a little bit more common. I saw it used in Earth Knight, which is the Dragon Apocalypse platforming game. They also have a situation where, like, the different segments of each level are handcrafted so that the jumps are all possible and the enemy placement is all learnable, but, you know, you don't know what order they're going to be in. So it feels different every time, even if it's not completely unique. And that's really interesting to me. It gives them that ability to make every playthrough different and make it so the game isn't solvable, while also making sure that everything has that fair feeling, right? Because that's the thing that I really liked about Shovel Knight, and I like with a lot of these, you know, kind of difficult platformers, is they give you their rules, and you have to follow them, and they're always fair. And that's something that, you know, Shovel Knight is a challenging game, there's no question about it, but the real, you know that you can beat every challenge because you know it's possible. I feel like sometimes with games that are completely procedurally generated, that's not the case. Sometimes the computer is just unintentionally making it too difficult. So, yeah, man, December's going to be crazy. Two more Shovel Knight games, some amiibos, and next year is Shovel Knight Dig, which is Yacht Club and Nitro. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. Are these games that you're interested in playing? Are you kind of done with Shovel Knight? I don't know. Let me know. And until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. We'll see you soon. Bye now.